Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 77.
Oh, it's go time, Team Money. Hey guys, we're talking about the power of I am. Let's make it count. It's go time, party people. We're in the house. New level 360 in the Master Your Mindset Studios. Studios, man, we're all over the place. It's plural, baby. We don't just have just one spot. We're global. And we want to give you guys just tools. That's what it is, man. Just
all it is.
We want to shift perspective. We want to give you guys self-awareness so you can help others.
Mm-hmm.
You can advance yourself. You can max out your potential.
Yeah.
And as a peak performance coach, I think one of the most powerful tools we have is how we speak to ourselves.
100%.
Your self-talk.
Yeah.
Because how you speak to yourself, that influences
mm-hmm.
your emotional state, your biochemistry, and your performance. And what that self-talk does is it elevates your self-image if you're saying the right things. If you're saying the wrong things, being negative, putting all your mental energy on what you don't have, mm-hmm. you're lowering your self-image. Yeah. So a tool that we like to teach people is what's called an I am statement.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do this exercise, you're not finding yourself, you're creating yourself.
Yeah.
There's this phenomenon called neuroplasticity, as in your brain can literally change itself by how you speak to yourself, when you visualize yourself doing certain things, and when you take action, you're creating mental grooves,
mm-hmm.
like a mental roadmap, neurons that fire together, wire together. And a tool that we use is saying, I am, and I'll give an example. What NBA franchise has won the most championships in the last 5 years?
The Warriors.
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Led by coach Steve Kerr. Now look at Steve Kerr. Look at the leaders that he had in his career as a player.
Mm-hmm.
At Arizona, Lute Olson, one of the best, most storied college coaches of all time. He plays for the Bulls with Coach Jackson. Phil Jackson won, I think, 11 titles.
Uh-huh.
And then he plays with the Spurs, Coach Popovich.
Mm-hmm.
I think Coach Pop has, what, 4 rings? I don't even know the number. Yeah. 5? I'm not even
sure. Something like that.
So, and Kerr was like a GM or a president of operations, I think, with the Suns, and then he gets hired at Golden State. So he's trying to formulate, you know, what's my philosophy? How am mm-hmm. I going to lead my program? What's the vision I want to set? He doesn't go to Lute Olson. He doesn't go to mm-hmm. Phil Jackson. He doesn't go to Coach Pop. Guess what he did? He flew to Seattle and spent a week with Coach Carroll. Just observing. Again, mm-hmm. success leaves clues. He's trying to formulate, man, you guys are killing it. I love the culture. I think I see myself like you, Mike, more of a positive coach, mm-hmm. having empathy. And Coach Carroll had him come up with, you know, let's pick 4 words for you.
Yeah.
Of like who you want to be, what you want this program built around.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to his staying in a hotel, I think in Bellevue. It was like, writing out on this like yellow piece of paper, he had like 20 words, brought it back, they kept getting it down, and so it got down to 4 words. And the 4 words that he wanted to show up as a leader, he wanted his team to emulate, it was, the first one was joy,
mm-hmm.
like just feeling joy. The second one was compassion, being a compassionate person, a compassionate leader. And teaching his players to be compassionate, like vulnerable, failure, mm-hmm. just have that empathy. The third is mindfulness. They really value mindfulness, being present, not judging,
mm-hmm.
you know, self-awareness. And the fourth is competition, compete. So what if we did an exercise like that where we pick mm-hmm. like 3 words, I am, or a sentence. I am a finisher.
Mm-hmm.
I am, like he said, compassionate.
Yeah.
I am hardworking. And what if we remind ourselves of that every single day? What if we put that in our phone as a reminder every morning that we get to see and look at?
Yeah.
I have my words, bro. Do you have some words? Like, if you said, if I were to build myself, I want to be this. Because watch what happens. When you say, I am, you're commanding your subconscious to emulate that.
I think I am loving. I am determined. All traits that I want to be, especially as a leader and as someone that I would like people to look up to. And to be a leader, to lead others, you have to be loving, you have to be caring, you have to be accepting. You also I feel like I'm determined, and I am. There's multiple pieces, but I feel like the loving and caring and accepting part is huge, and kind also is another one that's big, especially in this day and age.
And I'll give a shout out to Wholesale. Harbor Wholesale Foods, Bryce and my boy Tabor worked down there in Lacey Olympia, one of the top food organizations in the West Coast. I did a workshop with them on mindset, and their mission statement and their four values are so on point. And this is just, I'll remember this because it was so simple. Their mission statement is, or their slogan is, success, but obsessed with your success.
Yeah.
Obsessed with your success.
That's really good.
To their customers, to the stores that they're selling to. And their four values, being genuine, resourceful, motivated, friendly.
Yeah.
Those are I am statements, or we are statements. We are fill in the blank. So they've identified how they want to show up. So they're not winging it. They have that clear intention. Again, shift your attention to your intention. Pick your I am statements. Create that self-image. Elevate that self-image. Work on being that type of person.
Yeah.
There's skill versus talent. Talent's God-given. Skill is developed. You can develop your skills and pinpoint what you want. So mine are, I am authentic.
Yeah.
I am present. I am courageous. Let's go.
Let's go.
Guys, pick 3 to 4 I am statements. Put them somewhere so you can see them. And watch what happens. You're going to command your subconscious to be in that state, to emulate those traits. Let's make it count. Share this episode. Subscribe. Give us a review. Give us a star rating. Yeah. We love you guys so much. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless. You know, man.